Welcome to Centennial Journeys, tales from along the road to statehood and beyond, in commemoration of New Mexico's 2012 centennial. I'm your host, Claude Stevenson. In the 1960s, the lost treasure of Victoria Peak was big news. In addition to Ove Nass and the four former soldiers from the missile range, the Gaddis Mining Company, working for the Museum of New Mexico, now claimed rights to locate the gold. With the state of New Mexico backing the claim, missile range officials relented and gave Gaddis and the museum access. Gaddis reportedly spent $250,000 digging at the peak, but found nothing. Still, the story would not die. The Gaddis Company was undeterred and wanted back in for another bite. Doc Noss's second wife, Violet Gansey, hired lawyers to establish her right to the treasure. Then a fellow named E.F. Atkins, in cahoots with Senator Barry Goldwater, requested permission for the Birdcage Museum of Arizona to locate the treasure. Missile range officials politely said no to all of them, but then the notorious lawyer F. Lee Bailey and nationally syndicated muckraker Jack Anderson got involved. Bailey produced a bar purportedly retrieved from the site and approached U.S. Attorney General John Mitchell for help. White House counsel John Dean got roped into the doings, and the story ended up as a sidebar in the Watergate hearings. Then in 1973, unknown trespassers set off a dynamite charge in a side canyon east of Victoria Peak. In response, range officials closed off the site. But the story doesn't end here. We'll continue our tale tomorrow. Centennial Journeys are made possible by the Office of the State Historian, New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and KUNM in Albuquerque.